possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers baseball's coming up at 6:30. They're going to tear up the Angels here this week, get back in this wild card conversation. And speaking of conversation, see why the Cy Young show is coming up here in 15 minutes. Here's Wooly Bully.
All right, Dak Prescott, courtesy of Clarence Hill. He's talking to the media. Dak says, I expect Micah Parsons to play against the Eagles. He said he's seen this movie before. He also said, don't read into Parsons' body language and practice and at the preseason game. Parsons is obviously frustrated, but he has never had the prototypical best body language, which I would agree. And Gavin, you talked about this earlier. I mean, I'll never forget, I think it was maybe the second year we interviewed Mike out at training camp, and he sat down and I'm feeling, oh my gosh, this guy does not want to be here right now. Like, I feel he's got some, I don't know if he's got something else to do, but he was giving us the vibe like, please get me the hell out of here. Then as soon as, hey, radio's on, Mike is on.
Showtime.
It was incredible. And yeah, he was fantastic and it was a great interview, but that's just kind of how he is. You know, he's very like nonchalant, man. Like, yeah, I am putting off the vibe of like, I'm not very interested right now, but I don't think there's anything more that he wants to do right now than be out there and playing and have this all behind him.
Yeah.
Hopefully that is the case. We can cross our fingers and hope as Cowboy fans, because I'm sick and damn tired of talking about these contracts. And let's just put this one done, then we can go ahead and do it next year with Tyler Smith.
That's like what we do. And Micah too.
Yeah. I'd like to see, though, if in fact, and it's nice to see Dak have the support that way, and I wonder behind the scenes, are there players supporting him that way? He seems like kind of a lonely guy right now.
Yeah, and I think there are people that do that in that building that love Micah, players-wise. Yeah. I think there are some others that probably feel like Tank did. You know, they clearly were like, I'm not, his personality might rub people the wrong way. And it might be because of that. Like,
I hope he's getting support that way, because like I say, it appears to me, other than Diggs, he's kind of out there on an island right now. And maybe that's by choice. Maybe
he doesn't want to like bring anybody else into this.
I just don't feel like that to me that, the body language and all that is a guy that to me, and I'm not a doctor or anything like that.
I'm just a werewolf.
No, whatever. I don't know what that's.
Or just a caveman.
Caveman. That's what I was thinking. Werewolf. I was thinking werewolf.
I was doing an Ace Ventura with you. You might not have got the reference.
Yeah, I saw that. I should have known better than that. But the thing with Mike, I wonder if it's just the fact that he knows that this was a bad situation. That he's now kind of like,
He's maybe caught himself in a bit of a pickle.
He caught himself in a situation where like he bit off more than he could chew.
Yeah.
And now he's having to kind of deal with it. His agent's probably not happy with him. You know, the owner of the team's not happy with him right now. And this is getting drug out in the media nationally and worldwide. And so it's just a lot of burden on him this way. It could seem to me like it'd be just too much.
I bet it's a headache. I bet it's a pain in the rear, if you will. All right, let's get to Tank. And he went on the Pivot podcast. They were talking with Jackson Smith and Jigba Rockwall Zone, along with DeMarcus Lawrence. And it is kind of weird. He is a Seattle Seahawk. And some of the rankings, like the preseason, like who's going to be the best defense in football, Seattle's up there. I think the Ringer posted it. Seattle was number one. I want to say the Cowboys were maybe like 22. Mm-hmm. They were projected to be not very good this year. Cowboys offense, though, was at number 10. So it's much like we're saying. It could end up being very Cincinnati-esque, where the Cowboys are just Hey, we're going to track meet every week. Win this thing for us. Let's make this happen.
You need the Mike Zimmer defense to show up when we were 5-11 every year.
Yes,
top
please.
10 defense.
And that's what's going to take those linebackers, Coakley, Wynn, that are just flying around, making stuff happen.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, it's the same kind of stuff you had going on in 21 and 22 when statistically it was a pretty good defense.
Yeah. And the takeaways aided a lot of that in the sacks.
They just don't have any size. They don't have any size with the front, and that might be something that's okay with him. I mean, with Matt.
Goes back to those Indianapolis Colts teams with Manning, right? Yeah. Those defenses, average at best, but they stepped up in some big games, and they were undersized.
They need Micah there, though.
Speed.
They need Micah. They, for sure. This is going to be hard to play without Micah if they're going to play this way.
And that Colts team had the safety, Bob Sanders, who was special.
And they went from worst run defense in football. Bob Sanders gets back in the lineup. Run defense was the best in the playoffs.
Your offense, if your offense can carry you and score, like, you know, you go into the half, you're up, you know, get 17 points in the half, now you're going to the second half. You know, they find a way to kind of put pressure on offenses. They'll take you out of that running game real fast. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden Dak is hooking up with Ferguson and Pickens and Lamb and all these guys are starting to make some plays, they'll take some teams out of running the football.
Well, let's go to the Pivot podcast, and just how close was Tank to going to Washington and reuniting with Dan Quinn?
My kids and my wife weren't ready for me to hang it up. You know, they told me, like, why not give it another try? Had an opportunity to, you know, sign with Washington. It was like, that's a championship contender team. And it's like, me personally, I'm not no bandwagon guy. You know, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, jump on the team because y'all have a good opportunity to go to the championship. It's more of like, well, what am I needed for? If y'all already got that type of team, like, y'all don't need me, you know? So it's all about, you know, me bringing my attitude and my personality to a team to help us get to where we need to be.
He's on a much better defense in Seattle. And I'm happy really to go to that, Washington.
He liked that defensive coordinator a lot there, though.
Aiden Durdy.
Yeah. He liked Aiden, helped him a lot with his game. Yeah.
And I'm happy he didn't, because I get it. We had like a mass exodus going to Washington. Fowler, who's now back, of course, Dorrance Armstrong and others. And Michael Gallup just got released. Noah Brown going over there. But I would not have liked to have seen DeMarcus Lawrence in that burgundy Washington. Ugh.
I was hoping that's what he was going to say. Like, I just couldn't bring myself to it.
Because the explanation otherwise, it's like, nah, dude, you want to go to the team that you're probably going to win a championship with, and you would have made that defense way better. You're on a better defense in Seattle, but if I'm going Washington, Seattle, what's the big difference here? The quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and I think I probably would have signed there, but screw them. I'm happy that didn't happen.
I think the biggest difference was I'm pretty sure Washington was ready to give him a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Seattle's willing to give him a three-year deal.
Yeah, and he got... I mean, the deal that he got in Seattle was way more than I thought he'd get anywhere else.
Yeah,
the money speaks.
It's tough because that's ultimately what it's going to be, 99% of it, who's offering the most money and the most years. But for whatever reason, players don't just say that. You know, there's got to be some other explanation for it that's more headline friendly or positions me better with the fans. It's unfortunate we can't just acknowledge that, of course, you go where the most money is. And if they're the same, then you go where the least tax burden is. Mm-hmm.
Now, the Eagles have been making moves left and right. We mentioned the Sam Howell trade because they're dealing with Tanner McKee. He's got a thumb injury, so they bring in Sam Howell. They also made a trade to bring back one of their offensive linemen in Fred Johnson from the Jags. He's coming back, so now they've got depth at tackle. And they did cut Kenyon Green, who they went ahead and made a trade for this offseason with Houston. And the pick that they went ahead and traded for was part of the deal that they made to get John Metchie III. And so I've seen on social media, and I've never thought that I'd be in a position where I'm kind of defending Howie Roseman and the Eagles. So let's... you know, just take a moment, and this is crazy.
It's historic right here.
It is.
Historic moment with Walchuk.
It's just, it's still kudos to Howie, because he realized this guy stinks. I traded for him. He sucks. We're moving on. And I respect, and I think that is so commendable, because we're sitting here talking about Mozzie Smith, and hey, the Smith family, I love you. I hope Mozzie can go out there and be awesome for somebody else someday. But it's not happening here.
Sure.
We've watched the tape. And I haven't seen a player that's very improved. There were a couple of plays the other night, and one he gets completely unblocked, and he makes the play for a tackle for loss. But I'm not seeing it with Mozzie, and we're keeping him around here. And the same thing with Luke Schoonmaker. Like, if Howie Roseman's the general manager in Dallas, damn the money. These guys aren't good enough. I'm leaving Princeton Fant on the roster, who had maybe the block of the night. I'm leaving Fairweather on the roster, who's probably the second best receiving tight end behind Ferguson. I'm admitting we failed. These two guys aren't working here. Maybe they'll work somewhere else, but they're not good enough to be on my roster. And unfortunately, we don't do that here with the Cowboys. And
yeah,
maybe they've got other reasons, and they're saying, screw you, we do believe in these guys. We think they're good players. I'm not seeing it. So
it's a strong opinion.
It's yeah, they should be gone. And Howie's the guy.
They like their guys in Dallas. A great example is Jalen Reagor.
Right. First round pick. They said adios.
He was selected by the Eagles in the 2020 draft, and he was a great
wide receiver draft too.
Yeah, yeah.
They took him over Justin Jefferson.
That's an all-time miss, but what do? You draft him in 2020, he's a Viking by 2022.
I mean, that's what happens when you have a team that's just putting the Super Bowl first. It does bring up thoughts of Jimmy Johnson and America's team, where after he had benched Troy Aikman for Burline to finish that season in the two playoff games, he says, I don't care about anybody's feelings. And this is a situation where I think we don't want to release a guy because we like him, or we don't want to release a guy because it's our coach's guy, or I don't want our front office to look bad because we're releasing a guy we just drafted or just traded for. I think there's just way too much consideration.
You already look bad because of the pick. You know, you already look bad because he just never fit what you were trying to do. I mean, right. I think he was a Dan Quinn type of a player, and Dan's no longer here. And then all of a sudden Zimmer comes in. They try and do some things. He feels like he needs to be quicker. He loses weight. That's probably the wrong thing to do.
Well, so, is Mike assigned?
No, but somebody is. Ian Rappaport says the Bengals are closing in on an agreement with Trey Hendrickson. New contract, making him one of the NFL's highest paid defenders.
Ooh, one of. I wonder how much it is for Trey Hendrickson as we get these numbers in. Yeah,
you guys got Ben Baby's phone number?
Yeah.
Text him.
Hit Ben.
That's Ben.
Yeah,
what's up?
Source this thing. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Before you opine
on it.
That's
a North Texas Mean Green right there. I can text Ben, say, hey, what do you know about these numbers?
But no, but that's, yeah, I could say, they you're absolutely right. You know, they need to move on from players, and they're very slow to do that. And like I said, it's just one of those things. You can't fall in love with players. It just wrecks your roster that way.
It's bad. It's a problem. Yeah. And they need to do something. I guess Darrell Revis is also calling for the NFLPA to step into the Micah Parsons situation, citing a lack of respect from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. In a letter he wrote from the PA, the bigger issue is respect. Jerry's actions show that owners have no problem taking advantage of us. And when our union fails to respond, it sends the message that they'll be able to do the same in the next CBA negotiations if the current leadership remains in place, according to Darrell Revis.
See, there's the problem. He hit the nail on the head. You collectively bargained this. You negotiated this. It's tags. It's all these things. You know, it's fine systems. Everything it's all stuff you negotiated. You know, the owners are just taking advantage of the situations that we're negotiating.
It's a very tough spot to be in because those star players get outvoted again and again and again because the working class, which is 80-85%, is just like, we don't want to miss games. Yeah. The way that owners have structured contracts is actually their biggest weapon against the NFLPA because you have so many players that are paycheck to paycheck dependent. Until they hit that veteran status.
There you go.
Thank you, Wolchuk. We got to run. Chris Young is set to join us. The Cy Young Show. We'll get the latest on the Rangers. They come out of a weekend hot as they get set to host the Angels coming up at 6:30 here on The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside.
And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the Chris Young Show here, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and brought to you by PlayScore. Segments presented by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. We're hoping the weekend was the beginning of one of those winning streaks we were talking about last week. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm hoping for the same. It was coming off of the tough series in Kansas City and tough road trip, really, where we had a lot of opportunities to win games and didn't get it done. And then we come home and we play a solid Cleveland team and we're able to sweep them. We're in a stretch of the schedule right now with Anaheim and then Sacramento and Arizona. These are teams that we need to beat. And if we are going to make a playoff run, it's got to start right now. And if we can take care of business and continue this good baseball that we played this weekend, anything is possible.
Yeah, and tonight, of course, it starts with Jacob deGrom. Did everything go as planned there with the skip start?
Yeah, Jacob's feeling a lot better. This time of the year, it's normal for pitchers to feel some fatigue. And with Jacob, he's been our healthiest pitcher all year, which is remarkable. You know, if you told me coming into the season that Jacob would make every start and pitch as many consecutive starts without really skipping a turn, I would have told you, we'd sign up for that. So to make it to late August without him even getting pushed back was phenomenal. I think the rest served him well. My hope is that he's strong tonight and kind of jumps back in for the rest of the season. But, to be determined, we may have to do something else again at some point. It's normal with the guys at this point in the season with the workloads that they've had.
The pitching was fantastic, really, the entirety of the weekend, but specifically Jack with a career night. What are the differences that you're seeing for Jack?
Well, the biggest difference was just his ability to attack the strike zone and work ahead in the count. I mean, I don't think he had that many three-ball counts in the game. He was in control. He was on the offensive and executing early, which his stuff is so good. That when he gets ahead in the count, the hitters have a lot of difficulty. They have to cover a lot of different things, whether it's the high fastball, his sinker, his changeup, his curveball, his slider. He can do a lot of different things, but it all is predicated on him getting ahead in the count. And when he pitches ahead like he did, his ball-to-strike ratio was just so good the other day and really, really was on the attack. And I think it's one of those things that's part of a young pitcher and the maturity and the consistency and the mentality of just trusting their stuff to throw it over the plate. It doesn't have to be perfect. When your stuff's as good as Jack's, you have a margin of error there that you can miss over the plate and, guys may foul it off or they may swing through it. I had less of that margin for error when I pitched. I had to be a little more fine. But Jack's fastball, Jack's stuff is so elite that it really, if he's over the plate, he's going to be good and successful. And that was a really fun game for him, for us to watch, and a great game for him, and really happy with the way he's continuing to evolve.
Hey, CY, you've had to get used to doing this all season, but how do you cover for Marcus?
Well, it's hard to cover for a player who is so reliable and dependable, who's so consistent in terms of his ability to post, and really the quality of at bat, and just the competitor on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, look, it was a tough road trip in terms of losing Jake Berger, Evan Carter, and Marcus Semien. But we come home and we win three straight, and that's what good teams do. Every team loses players to injury, and there's no excuse. And what it is it's an opportunity for the next person to step up and help the team. And, you know, we got those performances this weekend from Ezekiel Duran and Cody Freeman, and, you know, Rowdy Tellez is going to get more at-bats now because we've got more flexibility in the lineup, and we'll match up a little bit more. So there's just, you know, Jock is getting hot. He's looked really good. It's just guys, teams pick each other up, and that's what good teams do, and that's what I expect us to do. And my hope is it continues, because this weekend was a lot of fun watching these guys play for each other and pick each other up.
To go back to DeGrom for a second, do you expect him to be on any sort of pitch count tonight?
Yeah, I talked to Boach earlier today. We don't have a specific pitch count. We'll go kind of based on how he's feeling. You know, I don't think you'll see us run him up past 100 tonight, but I do think that if he's throwing well and the game determines it, you know, we may let him get close to where he's been, but there also may be a scenario in which we say, hey, enough's enough, and he gets to, you know, 70, 75 pitches. We also, we reserve the right to kind of get him out at that point as well. So we'll see. The game will really dictate a lot, and but there's no specific hard count for him tonight.
We're chatting with Chris Young here on The Fan. What's the more medium to long-term outlook for Semien and the foot? Is it a normal break that you can have a normal off season with? Could he come back if you go deep into October?
Yeah, that is a possibility. I mean, I think this is a typical bone injury where it's non-surgical. It's, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, probably more closer to 6 than 4. But if we do make it to the postseason, and especially given Marcus's toughness and his ability to post, I would not rule out anything in terms of Marcus. But, you know, it's going to be at least 4 to 5 weeks. And, you know, then we'll see where we are. But I don't think it's something that's going to impact his off season unless, you know, we get to the 4 or 5 week mark and he's not healing up, or there's still pain. But as of right now, the prognosis is relatively good, and we're hopeful for a smooth and speedy recovery.
Is it a similar situation with Evan Carter, or would that be he's also just going to be out even if the October run is able to happen?
Yeah, Evans is probably less likely he would be back in October given where it hit him in the wrist. It's non-surgical, but it isn't a place that it takes time to heal, and I think it's probably closer to 6 to 8 weeks in terms of the healing there. And then from that point, you know, you got to start a hitting program and progression. So Evans is a little more complex, but it is non-surgical. And, you know, our anticipation is that Evan can have a full off season should this thing heal up like we expect it to.
It was fun watching Wyatt. I mean, he was fired up, showing some emotion the other night, has the homer and the double. I mean, when you project ahead for Wyatt Langford, is he the guy that you think can really grow into a leader in that clubhouse, but also just not only on the diamond, but as a vocal presence?
100%. You know, when we watched him and scouted him in college, it's what we saw. He was the leader of that Florida team that went to the College World Series, and the team really rallied around him. He's got a infectious style of play. I mean, Wyatt really, he plays at one speed, and that's full speed, and, you know, can do some very dynamic things that can energize a club. And watching him this weekend, I mean, I really believe we won Friday night's game because Wyatt stretched that single into a double, and all of a sudden you felt this life, and we were a base hit away from tying the game with our best hitter up at the plate in Corey Seager, and then first pitch Corey base hit, and then Jock comes up and first pitch and the game's over. I mean, it happened so fast, but I think Wyatt set the tone with his hustle and the fire with which he plays. And so, yes, when we drafted him, the expectation is that this is a transformational type of player who not only is dynamic on the field, but he also has leadership qualities and skills that will make the people around him better and are infectious for a club. And I think we saw that this weekend, and I only expect that to continue given, you know, Wyatt's development and what he's going to grow into as a player.
How confident are you? How are you feeling about Jock Peterson closing this season out and then contributing into next year, the worst behind him?
I don't want to speak for Jock. I think Jock would say he probably couldn't get much worse. I felt so badly for him. And so, this is the player we expected, and this is the player he's been historically. And, this is baseball too. And the guys go through periods of time where, they're not performing at their best. And unfortunately for Jock, it came, with his introduction to a new organization. And it really, I know it's been hard for him. I know how badly he's felt wanting to help his club. And, he may be coming on at the perfect time to help us. And when we need him most, to get hot here and have a strong finish. And if he does, and, if Wyatt stays hot and Corey's hot and some of these other guys get going, Adolis is back and look good this weekend. I mean, this is still a lineup filled with really good major league hitters. And while we haven't been a great offense this year to this point, you never know with a talented group that starts, firing on all cylinders. And my hope is that with Jock getting hot, that may spark it.
Looks like the statue guy did a pretty good job with Beltre, huh?
Yeah, how cool is that? I mean, I got to be part of that ceremony, and for Ranger fans, for the organization, and most importantly for Adrian, what a special day and so well deserved. He's just a class act. He's so humble, and every way he represents himself and the organization, it's just everything you want in a player and a person. And I just think that's going to be out there forever, and for fans to walk past and to see that statue, and for those who got to see him play, to remember those great moments of how he made them feel and what he meant to our organization. And then for generations of kids who are going to walk past that and ask their parents, who was Adrian Beltre, and to learn about not only the player, but the person and the competitiveness and the toughness and the humility and the leadership. Those are things that are statue worthy. And I'm so happy for everybody that we have that. And the artist did a great job.
CY, what are your thoughts on the potential MLB expansion and a potential realignment as well?
Well, I truly don't have many thoughts at this point. I guess the best thing I could say is that if and when it comes to expansion, it probably means the game's in really good health and there's great popularity, which I hope that for our game. But beyond that, I'm hopeful that we can beat Anaheim tonight. That's where I focus most of my time. So I can't say I've really spent a lot of time on big picture items like that, aside from I love this sport and I want it to continue to grow. I want this to be the most popular sport for kids to watch and to want to play. And if we end up expanding into new markets at some point, I think that's a great thing for the game.
Bruce Bochy said this weekend, even though it's been tough at times, he just loves being involved and he's having a great time. Do you find enjoyment in a season like this, or do you need to win to have fun?
Well, yes, winning is more fun. There's no doubt about it. But I do have perspective that, we're all very fortunate to do what we do for a living, and that this is a game we love. It's a game that we've played since we were kids, and to be able to come to the field and be part of a professional baseball team is special in and of itself. Now, that said, I feel responsibility and obligation to our fans, and that's what motivates me. I want our fans to have a team that they can be proud of, a team that they know is trying to win and competing for championships. And when we're not living up to that, I wear that a little bit harder than maybe than I should, but to me, that's what this is about. This game's about winning. And so I love that Boach said that, because I think he's speaking, very high level in terms of, in perspective in life. This is a great thing, which we get to do. That said, we're both competitors and we both want to win. And, if we didn't take it hard at times, we probably wouldn't have the right passion.
DeGrom on the hill tonight. Got to like your chances to get back over 500. CY, give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, let's have a great week, and thanks for the time today.
Cheers. There he goes. Chris Young with you, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore every Monday at 4:20. And it's just great to have him on. It's great to have Rangers baseball coming up in less than 2 hours now with the pregame. We'll check.
All right, we got a couple of news headlines in the NFL. Cowboys are placing rookie running back Phil Maffa on IR. The plan is for him to return during the season, and that is with the shoulder there, Brian. So it'll be IR, so you were right on with that. And then Amari Cooper, former Cowboy, going back to the Raiders on a one-year deal with the team that drafted him. So right. Amari with the Raiders, Phil Moff on IR.
Man, it's such a busy time here. NFL moves happening right and left. As cutdowns are due tomorrow at 3 o'clock, stay tuned. Over the next 24 hours, we'll have anything that breaks. And Jared Sandler's coming.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up next here in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Chiefs got a sports hodgepodge coming up here at the top of the hour, but it's time now to check in with our Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host and play-by-play man Jared Sandler here on The Fan. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Man, what'd you think about this sweep here, getting ready to take on the Angels who are cold themselves? Do they got something in the tank here to make this fun, or is it just hopium right now?
Yeah, well, I think with a team with a 500 record, which is what the Rangers have right now, you get a lot of this. You get the, what'd you just call it, hopium? You get some hopium, and I don't know what the counter to that is, but you get a lot of that too, and I think that's kind of been a big part of the story this year, where the Rangers will, they'll win six straight, and you feel like things are rolling. They'll have an 8-1 homestand, and all right, hey, they're about to go on, an extended run to make up for, the sluggishness of the first half, and then they kind of revert back, or they it's usually like that next game, they it looks like they're about to win, and then something happens late, and so we'll see. The Guardians are not playing well. And the Rangers took advantage. Like, there's no apologies needed for that. The Rangers did their job. They, won two of the three games pretty decisively. It was impressive. It was great. They needed, I guess I hate to say they absolutely had to sweep them. But, gosh, as we talked about last week, just winning two of three from every
series, that's good. That might not be good enough. They gotta do stuff like this. So, but we'll see, you know, how it works out tonight. Obviously, with Jacob DeGrom on the mound, a few extra days rest, you feel good about it. Hopefully, you can get a little revenge against the Angels. They've had success against them, but definitely liked what we saw over the weekend, but. As we know, it doesn't necessarily guarantee to carry over to the next series.
Sweep this one, we'll be talking, right? We need to see you back it up.
Yeah, you know, we were doing a little math, right? So the Rangers are 66-66. And, last year the Detroit Tigers got in with 86 wins. So the Rangers would need to go 20-10 the rest of the way to get to 86 wins. Now, that doesn't guarantee that they're going to get in, and maybe 86 is, more than enough. Maybe it ends up being 84 this year. We'll have to wait and see. But, the 20-10, that means you have to win two out of every three, but the reality is you're not going to win two out of every three, so you probably, to make up for that, you're going to need to sweep a series here or there. And you got DeGrom and Eovaldi pitching two of these three games, and we're just kind of at the point where when those guys are on the mound, the Rangers got to find ways to win. And, so it's DeGrom tonight, it's Eovaldi on Wednesday. It's not a guarantee, but hopefully the Rangers can at least win this series and kind of hold serve, so to speak. But if they can keep rolling and, just carry over what they did against the Guardians, yeah, you're right, Gavin, that, all of a sudden now we're having really interesting conversations. They get ready to go to Sacramento.
We got Smitty playing second for Marcus, and it is a bummer, obviously, what's going on with Marcus. I mean, we have not had to experience this. This guy's been an Iron Man. But I guess Ezekiel Duran has been hot. Do you think that this is sustainable? Can we get excited about Zeke?
Well, he did it in 23. He had that stretch in the first half when Corey was out, and he was a really good ball player for, a two-month stretch where he was playing every day. And we've kind of surmised that, he's the type of guy who needs to play every day. And he's basically been doing that here the last couple of weeks, and the results have been good. Now, he still hasn't homered in almost a year. Would like to see some of that power back. Is Zeke going to be the guy that we thought he was headed towards becoming when he was, in that great run in 2023? I don't know, but they also don't need that, right? They don't need him to be that good. They need him to just do what he's been doing, which is, providing solid contributions to the bottom of the order against righties. And then, we did see him get slotted higher up in the order against a lefty, and the Rangers will face a lefty tomorrow in Yusei Kikuchi. And, the Rangers desperately need some of their right-handed hitters to have productive stretches against lefties. So, it's not like he's setting the world on fire, Zach. If it was a stretch where he had like four homers in his last week and, he's the player of the week or whatever, I'd be like, all right, that's nice. Maybe a little regression, but, I think Zeke has just been productive, nothing more, nothing less. And I mean that as a compliment. He has been a really productive player. And so, I do think that, he can keep this up because he's also showing better plate discipline. And it seems like he's got a little more of a plan, a little more of an approach when he's up there right now.
How has Josh Smith been in the leadoff role?
Overall, he's the type of guy who fits that role. I'd say here, obviously, in the second half of the season, it hasn't been the second half that, he would like. Now, he did reach twice yesterday, walk, and had a base hit, unless I'm blending my games together. But I think he reached twice yesterday. And, I think he could be a good fit there against righties. He does have a good plate discipline. He does have a good approach. I think sometimes, just listening to what coaches have talked about, sometimes he gets a little too much of a boomstick type swing. But when he stays, within himself, he's a good, solid major league hitter. And he's someone who can work counts. He's someone who, will draw walks. So, if you told me that there's a lineup and Josh Smith's leading off, I wouldn't look at that and say, oh, man, Josh Smith is your leadoff hitter. I still I do love the idea of Wyatt Langford there. But as long as Wyatt's in the top of the, top third of the order, I feel good about it. But, I don't have a huge qualm with Smitty as long as, he can turn things around because he obviously has been struggling here, over the course of the month of August.
Hey, Jared, are these the series that you kind of hate when you're playing against a team that's kind of scuffling like Anaheim? And then, with the A's, is it just kind of like, damn, I'd rather play somebody that's, I know the Kansas Cities and stuff that didn't end up, but it just seems like that sometimes there's series they get into that just they play to the level of the opponent.
Yeah, I hate it right now because it seems like, you know, the Angels just play the Rangers tough. They're scrappy as,
yeah, I know,
as anything. Now Nolan Schanuel is on the IL, and he's kind of one of the thorns because it just seems like he comes up in these big spots and has a quality at bat, whether he gets on or not. And so, you know, no Nolan Schanuel is a loss for the Angels. But, yeah, I mean, Broadus, I guess how you can spin it. Like, I'd rather play the Angels than the Dodgers.
Sure.
It's more frustrating because when you drop two of three to the Dodgers and you play
them
like the Rangers did earlier, it's like, all right, hey, you know what? Maybe we played well. That's a really good team. All right, let's move on to the next series. But, I'd be curious. I don't know, you know, as a team, do these guys feel added pressure because these are games they're supposed to win? But, you know, at the same time, I feel like good teams deal with that stuff well, you know, the external pressures and whatnot. But for whatever reason, the Angels have played the Rangers tough. They are scuffling. They are kind of sliding out of the playoff picture, and maybe the Rangers can, for lack of a better phrase, kick them while they're down.
It was great to see my guys, Jack Leiter and Rowdy Tellez, making things happen over the weekend. Now, question for each of them. Is Jack the favorite to be the number three next year? And how do you fit Tellez into the future plans?
Well, you know, the Tellez one's really interesting, Gavin, because I think when the Rangers acquired Rowdy Tellez, they obviously hoped that, you know, he could fill a need. But I don't know that they were going to get a guy that was going to be as productive as he's been and as competitive as he's been with his at-bats. And, he's fit in well. Now the Rangers have Jock Peterson under contract next year. They've got Jake Berger under control. Where's the fit? Listen, if Rowdy has an 800 OPS, you'll find a fit. But I don't know. I don't at this time, Gavin. I know, you know, we always love to, I wish I could give you an answer. We'd love to have the answers. My best answer is I don't know where the fit is. It probably would be tough for the Rangers to have a roster next year with everyone healthy with, you know, all of those guys. And, maybe they would need to, maneuver and get creative, reshuffle the deck. But, we'll see. I'm curious how he finishes the year because he has had a nice little stretch here, and it seems like he's fit in nicely. He's playing at home. He lives in the area, and I think he's enjoyed that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. And with Jack, I mean, as far as with Jack, number three, number four, obviously Eovaldi and DeGrom, right? Will the Rangers go and get someone else?
Bring back Kelly
Bradford, obviously. Yeah, maybe. Maybe they do bring back Merrill Kelly or maybe they go and add someone. It's tough in general just because of the cost of pitching to every year feel like you need to add or sign guys. Now, the Rangers had Tyler Mahle in the mix at the beginning of this year after assigning the previous year. But maybe they do. I think it's tough to constantly hit on guys like Patrick Corbin who, no matter how he finishes the year, the fact that he gave you as much as he did through the All-Star break for $1 million is a huge win. It's tough to constantly find the right guys there. Pitching's expensive. So I think that the priority is going to be the lineup as opposed to pitching, because I think pitching with Chris Young is always a priority. But I think they're going to look long and hard at how they can make this lineup consistently one of the best units in baseball, which is what they hoped and thought they would have this year, and it just hasn't played out that way. So where's the money? How are they going to distribute the money? So, yeah, it's possible, Gavin. Kumar Rocker, I think, will obviously be, in the rotation as long as he can stay healthy. And then, you figure out from there. But I think if you've got a rotation with DeGrom and Eovaldi and those guys are healthy, then you're going to have a really good rotation. And that gives them a little bit of freedom and flexibility with how they build out the rest of their group.
Thanks, Sans. Have a great night. We'll chat tomorrow on the other side of 500.
Sounds good, Gavin. Talk to you guys later.
Cheers. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Also got a Ron Washington health update this afternoon as he's in Texas, and that's always cool to have Ron back inside these borders. Little cardiac thing, huh?
Yeah, he had a bypass heart surgery, but he has rejoined the Halos, and I guess he said he quit smoking as well. But, gosh, that's quite the scare for Wash. I'm glad he's okay.
It's always good to see him in town, and looking forward now to seeing him tonight on TV. All right, where are we going next, Chief?
The biggest psycho in all of baseball, plus the fullback rebirth, is officially underway in the NFL. That's next to the Nation.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.